Good evening. Let's spend our next 3 minutes with something fun and interesting. Do you like to go to the beach? Do you like swimming and surfing in the ocean? What if our oceans are like this? Yes, this is happening. And this is now happening more than ever. Every year, 10 to 20 million tons of plastics end up in our oceans. Plastic garbage has been detected everywhere, in all different sizes, from microns to meters. All these plastics pose a risk to organisms in the marine environment, for example, through ingestion or entanglement. Where does this plastic in the ocean come from? You might be surprised to know that 80% of the plastic in the ocean comes from disposal on land, 80%. So, we work for agriculture to increase crop production and productivity. As agriculturists, we are also contributing to this plastic garbage. An important example is plastic mulching technology. Plastic mulching is covering up the soil surface with a thin layer of plastic to control weeds, conserve moisture, modify soil temperature, and overall increase overall crop production. But what is happening now is polythene mulch is extensively used in commercial crop production worldwide, which is not biodegradable. At the end of every cropping season, polythene mulch has to be removed and disposed somewhere. But where? How far away? There is no away. For my PhD research, I am evaluating biodegradable plastic mulch that not only functions as conventional plastic mulch, but also biodegrade into the field without harming soil and environment. There are biodegradable plastic mulches in market, but their reliability needs to be tested in field condition for their effect on crop production, mulch biodegradation, and impact on environment. Mulch biodegradability varies from farm to farm, field to field, and season to season, mostly on microbial populations, soil temperature, and soil moisture. There has been a bit of research done on this, but not enough. I'm evaluating 6 different biodegradable plastic mulches on pumpkin, sweet corn, production, quality, mulch biodegradation, and accumulation in the field after repeated application and incorporation. I have confidence that my research project will contribute to reduce the agricultural share of this plastic problem, at least. You'll have to stay tuned for that. And therefore, at least until we have biodegradable alternatives to any plastic, we should be really thoughtful when you throw any plastics away, because there is no away. Thank you.